We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, here on this Tuesday morning. City Manager Ron Fear joining us, outgoing Mayor Mike Dodson, incoming Mayor Yusha Reddy. As we get set for tonight's meeting at 7 o'clock, it'll be a reorganizational meeting, and then just a quick agenda here tonight with just a one item to approve, or not, we'll see. But there's also a luncheon coming up this afternoon with area legislators.
We do. Thanks, Brandon. We have a legislative luncheon to go over the city and the commission and its goals for our legislative action priorities for the state legislature. So we're looking forward to hosting our state legislators at a luncheon that starts at 11:30 at City Hall in the city commission room. Just kind of some aspects of that that are priorities for the city. One of them is the North Campus Bioscience and Global Food Systems Corridor. We've referred to that as North Campus Corridor, but there's some root legislation left over from the Bioscience Act that allows for special districts to be created across the state that will allow some portion of income taxes, state income taxes that are generated by individuals and corporations within these bioscience districts. And we certainly think that's a potential opportunity for our area. One of the things that's a challenge all over the place is building private or labs for research labs in general. And so some of those taxes could be rebated to companies that might be locating here to help fund some of those labs. It could help with public and private infrastructure. So those are some legislation that we'd like to see established. They were, again, some of these through the Economic Growth Act that happened a couple of decades ago across the state was fairly popular. It's what led to getting us NBAF. So created the funds that were utilized for that, and so it's one of the initiatives that we think certainly our district and other locations around the state could be used to that advantage, where you're focusing on new jobs that would help with some of the challenges in those particular areas. Another item is just the alternative property valuation or the dark store theory. That's something that has continued to gain momentum. There hasn't been much of any court cases as a result of some of those aspects, but the State Board of Tax Appeals have certainly tended to award and lower the taxes of some of the appeals. I did talk with Greg McHenry, our county appraiser, and apparently we do have a local big box that has a case pending in front of BODA where they're using that theory. And it's the theory is that you know, the argument by the retailer is that the tax should be based on an empty store, and that's why we call it the dark store, you know. And, you know, I guess if, you know, the example I would use, if the store is truly empty, like we had a Kmart here at one time, which is now Academy Sports, but it was vacant for quite a while. And so obviously that value is a lot lower. But now that it's filled and selling a lot of merchandise out of that store, I think it just kind of doesn't make sense that you would just put those blinders on. And if all of our residents and retail businesses were empty, that would not be a good thing. And so to say that that's how the taxes should be appraised on it, I think is not a viable argument. And so we would like to see the legislature put legislation in place to counter that argument. The governor had a tax committee, a tax council that met and made some recommendations. And one of those is this reinstating some of the state shared revenues. And so the local ad valorem tax reduction component would be one that would certainly benefit us, since we're under a tax lid. That's some funding that the state has quit providing over 18 years ago. So we're anxious to see that the legislature might reestablish some of those, especially when we're battling some of the tax lid components. I mentioned the property tax lid. We think it's difficult to the tax lid formula now is designed to kind of strangle you in that regard, and so we'd like to see if it stays. We'd like to see some adjustments in that to exempt the employee benefit fund. Health insurance is one that we don't have a lot of control over, being able to control some of those costs. And then internet sales tax and funding for higher education, certainly funding for infrastructure is a big one that is important for everybody, and certainly that's something that we're interested in well. And then some secondary items would be continuing funding for mental health. Obviously, we've had some great things happen here with the Crisis Stabilization Center, and the funding for operating that is critical for that continues to occur. And Medicaid expansion, all of those type of things are important components. So we look forward to our visiting with the legislators about some of our local issues and updating on them on some of our community issues.
Okay. Well, that'll be at 11:30 at City Hall and open to the public, anyone who wants to attend that. As far as projects here, we were talking during the break about the sinkhole. How is that coming along?
Slow. You know, it's we had to put in a third dewatering well at that location. We were hoping that once the releases at Tuttle Creek Reservoir basically went way down, that would help start to drop some of the groundwater in that basin, and it really hasn't done a lot of that. So that big sanitary sewer infrastructure line that when we've had to lay a new line to parallel the old one that collapsed is about 20 feet deep. And so we have to dewater the area around that in order to do the actual construction and installation. So it's a complex problem. Obviously, it's intertwined with a lot of other utilities that are in that area, so the contractors had to work around that. But I'm hopeful that you know, we are continuing to dewater and to bypass pump, and we do have flow there, and the weather's been good for us. So I'm hoping close to the end of the month or shortly thereafter, we'll have that wrapped up. And we'll probably have some temporary patches on the roadway just because the asphalt plant's down. But we're certainly looking forward to being able to get that back open.
Yeah, I mean, it's January. We're no doubt going to get some winter weather here at some
sure.
point, and that may pose more challenges, I'd imagine.
It does. You know, fortunately, we have had some decent weather, and we're getting actually some contractors working that are getting some street construction, other work done in different areas and patching that's occurring. So that's been favorable. I think I was talking to the mayor before the show that, you know, this time last year we'd already had five significant weather events by this time and lots of freeze-thaw cycles, which really led to the street deterioration over time. So we're I can live with this weather for a long time.
So can I. I agree with you totally. Well, again, the City Commission meets tonight, 7 p.m. Again, they have their legislative luncheon here at 11:30 with area lawmakers, and that's what's coming up here. We got a changing of reorganization tonight at the meeting. Mayor Pro Tem Usheretti will become mayor, and Mayor Dodson is going to say goodbye, but and I know you'll still be active in the community. We'll see you around, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of opportunities to serve. And just to kind of follow up on some points that Osha and Ron made real quickly here, you know, we have 105 counties in Kansas. I'm not sure how many communities we have, but it's a lot. So when we look at our legislative agenda, forming coalitions among some of the similar cities with similar characteristics are important. And that's one of the things we're really going to have to work on, because obviously not all cities see the landscape the same.
All right. Mayor Dodson, mm-hmm. Ms. Reddy, and Mr. Fear, we appreciate you being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, USD 383 Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade and Board Member Katrina Lewison will join us the first half of the show. And then we'll be joined by new Pottawatomie County Sheriff Shane Yeager and Undersheriff Doug Adams. Looking forward to that.
Coming up next hour, the Clark Howard Show, followed by Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and then the game, PowerCat Game Day at 6. And the K-State Network picks things up at 7 with K-State hosting TCU tonight. Manhattan High Online.